Now, this all began with Dick Pleasance years ago, yeah. But then you kind of took over?
Well, you want that whole story?
No. Okay. I remember listening to Dick's wonderful program.
Okay. The short form is Dick first had his first radio program was on a local station here when it was brand new. So he had a Sunday night folk music program and started having musicians in the station to do some live performances, but that was like performing in a closet. Yeah, you know how radio stations are. There's no big studio or anything to do it in. And so I wasn't yet involved, although I knew Dick, and actually had collaborated on at least one radio program with him. So Dick and some friends thought, gee, why don't we do a live concert and we can broadcast it on the program? And so that's how it started. I was in the audience for the first concert. And the second concert, it was the second or third concert, we stayed home and listened to it on the radio, and the sound distortion was god-awful.
That's how you got involved.
And I said, what happened? And they said, we don't know. And because I was into sound and electronics, I came down to diagnose the problem. Because in those days, we had to send the signal over a telephone wire to the station. And found the problem, which was basically a cockpit error. And so I wound up for the next several years essentially managing the radio sound, even though I didn't work for the radio station. And helping Dick with the booking, because he knew the more of the singer-songwriter side of the business, and I knew a lot of traditional musicians. And so even from the first season, I started helping with the booking. And then Dick left that station, went to a station on the Vineyard for a while. Nobody could afford the phone line. So we recorded the concerts for a year, and he broadcast them the week later. And then Dick opened the Falmouth Folklore Center for about a year, and so he dropped out, and I wound up with it, being the president by that time. And then, of course, later Dick went on to GBH, which is where I suspect most people know him from.
The final night, though, will be a really mixed emotions for you. How do you think you're going to feel?
Well, it's mixed. My general feeling is what I'm going to miss is the music and seeing a lot of musician friends and having music in my own hometown, which is very convenient. I'm not going to miss the work. I'm not going to miss schlepping the gear around. It's been 47 years of schlepping the gear around.
There's quite a bit of gear to schlep around.
Yeah, less than there used to be. Modern sound system is smaller and lighter than it was 47 years ago. But still, I'm not getting any younger either. And so.
Well, in a sense, looking back, it's a great thing to have done.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. I'm glad it's continued this long. And we've had a lot of good music here, and maybe somebody will start up another series.
Glad. Well, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Congratulations on a lifelong endeavor.